Support for this podcast comes from ClickIQ. ClickIQ is an automated job advertising platform that uses the latest AI and programmatic technology to manage, track, and optimize the performance of your recruitment advertising in real time. Spend is focused where it's needed the most to reach both active and passive job seekers across Indeed, Google, Facebook, and an extensive network of job boards. To find out more about ClickIQ, please visit www.clickiq.co.uk. That's www.clickiq.co.uk.
There's been more of scientific discovery, more of technical advancement and material progress in your lifetime and mine than in all the ages of history.
Hi everyone, this is Matt Alder. Welcome to episode 166 of the Recruiting Future podcast. Employee advocacy is something I've seen used very effectively to promote employer brands and solve recruiting challenges. Despite its effectiveness, though, it's still not a widely used technique in talent acquisition. So how do you use employee advocacy effectively? And how can technology help you? To help find the answers, my guest this week is Andrew Seal, CEO of Cubist. Cubist work with a number of companies on employee advocacy for talent acquisition, and Andrew has some great insights to share. Enjoy the interview. Hi, Andrew, and welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Matt. Thank you very much for having me.
An absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Could you tell everyone a bit about yourself and what you do?
Okay, great. Well, my name's Andrew Seal. I'm the CEO of Cubist. And I've been involved in the internet in the early days. I was an editor at AOL back in the dot-com boom, if anyone can remember that. And almost by accident, really, I kind of got involved with online communities, forums and chat rooms and things like that before, you know, this the idea of social media was even thought of, really, before the idea of Facebook. And, you know, when I was editor there, I was managing partnerships with companies like, you know, lastminute.com and Expedia, which obviously are common knowledge now, but those days they were in their first few months of being. So it's very exciting times. And later I then went on with this experience to set on Cube, which was a social media agency. One of the things we did, you know, we managed social media for clients, you know, Saatchi & Saatchi, and brands like Haagen-Dazs, which was great because they gave us free ice cream. And one of the things they started us to do when we were managing their online communities on Facebook was to identify their advocates, the people who were talking about them, you know, and really supporting them on social media. And they wanted us to start building a relationship with them. So we quickly saw that, you know, this is quite hard work to do, you know, trying to manage lots of people on a spreadsheet and those relationships and conversations. We thought, wouldn't it be great if there was a tool to do this? And this is where we came up with the idea of Cubist, which is our advocacy platform, which I'll tell you a little bit more about later. But this idea of kind of customers talking about it quickly evolved into employee advocacy. And this is something we've really seen in the last 2-3 years. That more and more companies are really interested in how they can work with their employees to become advocates for their brands. And the reason that's sort of emerging around this is really about, you know, they're seeing the trust in advertising is falling, and particularly social platforms are making it harder and harder for brands to get their content to be seen by the audiences without, you know, having to pay for a significant amount of advertising. I mean, this is, you know, due to the changes in the algorithms and things like that. So it's kind of whirlwind kind of journey, really, from the beginning to where we are now.
So, you know, I think this this concept of employee advocacy is absolutely fascinating, and I think there are some really interesting implications for recruitment, which we can kind of come on to and talk about a little bit later. Before I do, though, could we just sort of dig a little bit more into, you know, into your platform? Could you sort of tell us a little bit about you know, what it is and what it actually does, just to position it for people, because I know that lots of people listening will not be familiar with these types of platforms.
Okay, so Cubist, what it is an advocacy app, and this is all about making your recruitment marketing work much, much harder by utilizing resource, which is right under your nose as a brand, and that's your employees. Often kind of underutilized in the past, Cubis as an app can be given to all the employees in a company, wherever they are, whether they're in store, on the road, in the office, wherever it is. And it essentially creates informed, engaged, and influential employees by empowering them to share content on their own social media. So it means they can be prompted to share content, and they can share that onto their own Facebook page or their own LinkedIn page or Instagram, whatever it might be they use. But they're sharing it as themselves. It's a message that's coming from them rather than from the brand. But it enables the brand to bring their employer brand, you know, their recruitment marketing to life in a very easy and simple manner. So how does this work? So it's focused on two areas, really. It's all about making it really easy for employees to share content. So it makes it easy and it makes it rewarding. And it's designed to make them feel really confident, kind of become expert sharers, really. And it does this through nurturing them. It gives them content which is relevant to them, whether it be in what department they're in, or, you know, what region they work in, or what their expertise is. It reminds them with notifications. It provides support if they're struggling in any way. And it also rewards them with gamification. So it has ways of rewarding success through, so if they're generating engagement themselves with their audiences, they can earn points, and those points can be translated into, you know, leaderboards and badges and other forms of recognition, which people really get into. And on the other side of it, it works. It really works for brands because it enables them to quickly scale their employee advocacy. Because, you know, one of the challenges is an individual employee may, on average, have, say, around $800. Across their social media platforms. So on their own, they're not going to, you know, change the world. But once you combine those, a number of those people, you can suddenly start making a huge impact on a brand's reach. And that's where the app really comes in. It brings together and combines lots and lots of employees to make a big difference. And the other side of it is for brands, is it enables them to measure the impact of what they're doing. Again, something that's been very hard in the areas of, you know, sort of influencer style marketing to generate, you know, what the impact is having. But this can feedback the level of reach it's achieving, the level of engagements, and the level of clicks.
So I think what you know, what I find interesting about this space is, you know, there are some obvious you know, uses for recruitment and employer branding, and we can sort of talk more about those in a second. But that's not why these kind of platforms were developed in the first place, is it? You know, employee advocacy, you know, that's something that's sort of that's fairly well established in lots of companies. I mean, could you talk about it from a non-recruitment perspective? Because I think it's important that people get the context that you know, this is actually you know, something that already exists, and you know, this is about sort of looking at how we can extend it into recruitment rather than something that's been created for the purposes of recruitment.
Absolutely. Well, I think the idea of your employees generating word of mouth of a better brand and talking about a brand, as you say, are well established. And this is something that's been working in the areas of, obviously, in sales teams, talking about their brand and sharing high value content. That's been extended into marketing, and where many people are able to talk about their brand and positive things and connecting their audiences into that. And that's naturally moved into recruitment, which is, you know, using many of the techniques marketing now to generate, you know, and share their employer brand and generate, you know, a unique position for their brand in the employer recruitment space. So it's a natural evolution, really. And, you know, again, in recruitment, the idea of referrals is something that's been around for a long time, getting employees to generate referrals, but it's now shifting that into a social space. It's not just people talking directly to people, you know, in person, but it's actually extending that and utilizing the networks of employees to, you know, hugely extend the reach of those the messages and conversations.
So what, you know, from the brands that you've been working with on this, and the things that you perhaps observe from the market, what are the sort of common recruitment challenges that you think this approach addresses?
What's happening is, you know, a lot of companies are coming to to us and talking to us about what their desires were. You know, we have talent acquisition directors, HR directors, and so on, who are facing a range of recruitment challenges, and I'm very keen to see how employee advocacy can help tackle them. Because as you know, for many industries, recruitment getting good talent is very, very competitive, and it's a game changer if people can get this right. So it's very important, and I think people are finding it more difficult. And one of the areas I think these days is particularly challenging is how you recruit the best people, and often the best people aren't actually looking for jobs. And if you tie this in with the idea that in general, trust in advertising and people are trying to avoid advertising, you know, particularly digital advertising, as much as possible. People are using ad blockers and just ignoring adverts. So if people aren't seeing, you know, the messages that brands want to get across about their, you know, their employer brand and their recruitment and so on, and particularly people aren't directly looking. So direct connection with a person through, you know, as a friend of a follower, where there is, you know, trust already established, is a real opportunity to meet some of these challenges. Another challenges include, you know, how do you recruit a more diverse range of talent as well, and how do you reach out to people beyond the usual suspects? And again, employee advocacy is something that can help in that space as well.
I think you talked about this a little bit, but it'd be good to kind of explore it further, just in terms of how it works in practice, because, you know, I know that from the clients that I work with, when they're looking at, you know, trying to sort of mobilize, employees to share content, to do social media outreach, for recruitment, very often the biggest problem is getting people to participate. Or getting people to participate consistently, how do you kind of overcome? How do you overcome that problem? Because that seems to be the thing that's stopping companies doing this at a kind of a doing this at scale.
Well, I think one of the things we've been able to do as a business and as a team and our experience is we've been working in social media for a long time. On behalf of brands as an agency previously, we've learned a lot about what works in social media and how people engage. And on the other side, we've done a lot of work in behavioural change and how you change people's behaviour through kind of nudging them through and supporting them through a process. So you combine those things, we've kind of put all of that into eBIST with the focus on essentially achieving sustainability. So it's exactly the thing you're talking about. It's how do you get them on board and how do you keep them doing it? And we do this through, we're kind of nudging them through and making them confident and expert sharers really. And this is done through a combination of, as I've said earlier, I think, so prompting people to do things, giving them relevant content, which is really personal to them. So it's not just a kind of feed of stuff that, kind of very general, and it's not relevant to them. It's giving them content which is the kind of content they would share naturally, because it's all about making them feel good and look good in front of their followers and friends. So it has to be relevant to them. But also supporting them if they're struggling. You know, we're there to nudge them through. And as I said earlier, it's about the kind of gamification, rewarding, and it's getting that kind of progress feedback. And I think this is a key motivator in people moving forward, is that they know that they've done something and they're getting feedback on how well that's worked. So, you know, the level of engagement they're achieved, or, you know, how that's helping the company, all those different things. I think they're absolutely key to anyone doing this in a sustainable manner. What we're finding is, for many of the brands we're working with, is, you know, they're not rolling it out to everyone all at once. They're rolling out in phases, and they have people, you know, there's a waiting list of people trying to get on and be part of this, because people really find that, you know, being invited to be part of the business and helping it grow and then getting feedback and recognition for doing so is a really, really big motivator for people.
I mean, that makes that makes perfect sense, actually, and I'm sure everyone can think of times that particularly social media has sort of motivated them in that way. Do you have sort of any case studies or examples of real life companies who are doing this in practice and seeing some interesting results?
Absolutely. So let's take one of our retail clients, who are John Lewis. We've been working with John Lewis now for nearly a year, and they came to us. The challenge they came to us was really about you know, dealing with the challenges, you know, bricks and mortar stores, you know, real life stores have against the digital e-commerce giants and competing with those, both in marketing and in recruitment senses. John Lewis have particularly said that own employees as their greatest attribute against the likes of these big digital companies. And that's where they saw Cubis as an opportunity to empower their staff to, you know, to showcase the human side of the brand, and then increase the reach and the authentic kind of engagement around it with their partners and customers, between their partners and customers. Yeah, one of the exciting things about this is Paula Nichols, who's the managing director of John Lewis, is hugely behind this, and, you know, obviously really helps if you can get a senior stakeholder supporting what you're doing. And she did an interview with Campaign magazine earlier in the year, and she talked about how she felt it was in their staff or partners, as they're called, at John Lewis, in their personal interest to become brand ambassadors and to help grow the company. And, you know, their partners have really got on board with this. And she talked about the pilot we did before Christmas, where we initially rolled it out to about five or six stores with about 100 or so people. And this generated over 9 million impressions in the first 3 months. And she was, you know, she thought it was absolutely fantastic. And they're then immediately commissioned us for a further 12 months and are now rolling it out across all 50 stores. So it's been a huge success for them. And it's something that we're finding with the other clients we're working with and talking to works in the same way, is that, you know, you get your employees engaged and seen as part of what the business is trying to do, and then make it easy for them to do it, and then give them feedback, progress, and recognition for doing it. It really drives results. Actually, incidentally, one of the things that they really love at John Lewis is the gamification, and because there's a leaderboard, but it's not just a personal leaderboard. You can have inter-store leaderboards, so they can get the stores competing against each other, which they really love there. And, you know, it's a bit of fun, but it really generates a bit of excitement between the stores.
Fantastic. I mean, that, you know, that sounds like a great example of you know, everything working together and sort of really helping with their brand. I mean, obviously this is a, you know, a really dynamic, a really interesting space that's sort of, you know, most definitely growing. What's next for employee advocacy? What, you know, how are you sort of viewing the future? How is this going to sort of develop over time?
Well, I think it's really exciting times for us, and I think the whole sector in general. It's there are more and more businesses coming and talking to us now, and we're working across a whole range of sectors, not just retail, but travel, you know, B2B businesses, professional services, financial services, and so on. And, you know, extending into others such as, you know, automotive, fashion, and things like that. So there's a lot of different types of businesses who are really seeing the value in their employees becoming a greater part of the business. And, you know, this is what's happened in the wider world generally in social media. And it's the logical and it's the right next step for social media and employees to become more involved, you know, in their businesses and supporting their businesses. And, you know, with the other side of it, on the recruitment side, you know, we've seen a significant growth in companies talking about generating more referrals from their employees. Obviously, referrals is a key element for people, and how they can move this out into the social space, which is, again, where employee advocacy that we're doing can really work. And I think, you know, as I said earlier, what we've been told by clients, you know, the decline in the effectiveness of traditional advertising is not getting the ROI, or they're having to spend more to get the same ROI. You know, there's wider concerns about disclosure and transparency in the kind of traditional influencer style of marketing. You know, in the general wider world, the idea of kind of fake news and people's need to trust, you know, the messages they're receiving and talking more to friends and followers and colleagues and so on. So these kind of things are underlying this trend to, you know, which is ultimately all about trust and a more personal connection with people. And, you know, it's really coming from the people we're talking to. This is what is supporting their need for businesses to adopt employee advocacy as an effective means of recruitment and growing employer brand. So we genuinely believe, and this is definitely the situation we're getting, the feedback we're getting from people, that the time for employee advocacy is right now.
Andrew, thank you very much for talking to me.
Brilliant. Thank you, Matt. Pleasure.
My thanks to Andrew Seal. You can subscribe to this podcast in Apple Podcasts or via your podcasting app of choice. The show also has its own dedicated app, which you can find by searching for Recruiting Future in your app store. If you're a Spotify user, you can also find the show there. You can find all the past episodes at www.rfpodcast.com. On that site, you can subscribe to the mailing list and find out more about working with me. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be back next week, and I hope you'll join me.
This is my show.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.